Hey everyone, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Writers at RVFTA.com.
And the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations.
About 10 years ago, we had a couple of babies and a marriage that was on the rocks.
So we bought an RV and we started camping. The rest, as they say, is history.
Join us as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. And we're kind of doing something a little bit new and different here with our holiday gift guide episodes. So in the past, we've done really kind of large, massive holiday gift guides that I know a lot of you have loved. But we're actually going to do three or four smaller, tightly focused gift guides on specific categories. And today's category is apparel and accessories. And it really took me a while to find five awesome things to recommend. I really had to sit around and think about it.
Well, the reason this category exists is because of you and your hat collection, pretty much.
I just need to recommend a hat every winter.
So we had to build out a bunch of ideas around that, of course.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to get this kicked off. And, you know, we're starting maybe a little bit earlier because everyone knows now that Christmas basically starts September 15th, I guess. But other people's gift guides are popping out, so it's time to get ours out there, too. So we're going to talk apparel and accessories for RV owners, RV lovers, campers, outdoor enthusiasts. But before we do that, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's.
And they do have everything you need to get into the great outdoors. You can go to BassPro.com or Cabela's.com to outfit your family for your next camping adventure. And this really is a great one-stop shop for everyone on your holiday or gift list if you need to keep things simple. We have shopped at Bass Pro and Cabela's for everything from like sweaters, hats, gloves, and scarves to archery kits, fishing gear,
but even like coolers, fun, cute Christmas snow globes. And
oh,
things
yeah.
Like
oh,
that.
Yeah. Last year we got a couple of cute little decorative items that we were planning on purchasing, and the boys were like begging for them because they're so adorable. So, you know, if you can find a local store near you, a Bass Pro or Cabela's, it's a great way to just go and get all of your shopping done in one trip. But then at the same time, you can also go online, of course, and give the gift of outdoor adventure to your family. Visit BassPro.com. and Cabela's.com.
Now, you might also want to consider getting your loved one some RV Atlas apparel with our brand new logo. And I am completely in love with our brand new logo, and I think it is going to pop and look really, really good on some t-shirts, some sweatshirts, and some mugs. So, Stephanie, our shop is now open for holiday shopping, and we only open these shops like twice a year,
twice
maybe.
Twice a year, pretty much,
you
yeah.
know? And so this is your chance to get some RV Atlas apparel. All your old RVFTA apparel is now like really hip and cool and vintage,
yeah.
like that Ramones t-shirt you've been wearing since 1982. But now we have fresh new RV Atlas apparel, and the logo is hot. So what do we need to know about this?
All right. So we do this where the shop is open for a limited amount of time, then the shop closes and everything ships out at once. So the thing is we want to get it closed early enough that then everything gets out there before the holidays with plenty of time to spare. So this shop is only going to be open till November 22nd. I'm going to put the link in the show notes to this episode. I'm also going to put the link in our bio on Instagram and in the announcements section of our private Facebook group.
And in the RV Atlas group, the nicest RV Facebook group on the planet, we will post something every day until the shop closes.
Yeah, because no matter how much we post, there's always somebody that once it's closed is like, where did I get...
Somebody always has got to pop in there on November 23rd.
Where did you get the hoodie? Like, where did you get the mug? I like that.
or somebody's like on November 23rd, like, what's the link for the shop again? And we're like, it's closed. I mean, this is the only way this like works for us.
Yeah.
So that's how we're doing it. So I would really encourage you to get some like a hoodie or a t-shirt or grab something for yourself this holiday season.
They're good gifts. And so we'll put in everything pretty much that's been popular over the last few times that we've done it. So you can pick and choose what works for
and
you.
And no hats this time.
No hats.
There's a huge minimum on hats. And we often end up just biting the bullet on the hats. And like, it's like an unreasonable number you have to sell.
We had, yeah, they weren't there in time.
And then we end up buying like, you know, 100 of them ourselves or something.
It was like
I know.
15.
But the hats, and then the hats, and the only thing we've ever had real trouble with are the hats. Like everything else is going to be
they're
great.
They're so cool looking, and I love it when everybody posts the pictures of their hats in our Facebook group. Like they really do look great.
We'll do hats again at some point, but
we
not
have to
part
build up
this.
The courage.
Yeah, we have to build up. We're scarred. Okay, so let's talk about 10 picks for apparel and accessories. 5 of Jeremy's picks, 5 of Stephanie's
picks. It's basically
picks.
For him and for her. And don't worry, we'll do a separate episode on kids. So there aren't any kid apparel items in here, but we'll just do a whole episode on, you know, the Lively Little Campers picks for Christmas. So
okay, sounds good. So who's going first?
You go. His picks. All right, what's good for him? What should we get him?
When we first started this podcast 5 years ago, I was like passionately into my Darn Tough socks, my Darn Tough hiking socks. And I just felt like they were phenomenally comfortable. They incredibly breathable, incredibly durable, no blisters on long hikes. I mean, I fell in love with these hiking socks. Now, an interesting thing happened this year. I've had some of these pairs of Darn Tough socks for like 8 years. So a couple of them did start to get holes in them. Now, these are $20 socks per pair. So a lot of people are like, oh, you're crazy. You're going to buy $20 socks. You know, they're going to get holes in them eventually. Well, Darn Tough has a lifetime guarantee. So about a month ago, I actually tried this. Stephanie's going to laugh at me. Maybe it's embarrassing.
I already have laughed.
I boxed up 5 pairs. I cleaned them first, by the way.
That was very kind of you.
Well, they say that you have to.
They don't want to open boxes.
It says for the safety of their workers.
Ew, that's so gross. I
boxed
feel so
up
bad for them.
5 pairs. And by the way, I have tons of pairs that never got holes in them. But I boxed up 5 pairs of Darn Tough socks, and I wrote a letter, and I got the little number off the internet, and I got 5 brand new pairs. And actually, it was better than that.
Give you credit?
They gave me a gift certificate, a store credit for their online shop for the dollar amount of the socks. So this company stands behind their lifetime guarantee. I also wore Darn Tough in Glacier, and I just think they're the best hiking socks in the business. The ones I love the most are called the Hiker Micro Crew Cushion. $23, which I know is super expensive, and I know some people that listen to our podcast think, oh, Jeremy's frivolous, and he spends lots of money on silly things. Well, I also know guys with $25,000 boats who make fun of me for buying $23
all right,
socks.
Calm down. Back up. Away from the microphone.
I think they're worth it, and now I know that they actually truly stand behind that lifetime guarantee, so I could not recommend Darn Tough socks more for the dad or boyfriend or whoever it is on your list, or for mom. I mean, they have them in men's and women's.
All right. Now, we just went and checked out Flannel Fest at our nearby Bass Pro shop, and you found a flannel that you really liked.
Was phenomenally fun.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a little particular with flannel. I found these fleece-lined flannels. They're redheads. They're called the Redhead Fleece-Lined Flannel Plaids. And they're long sleeve, obviously. And they are ridiculously comfortable. And for Flannel Fest,
Flannel Fest, five times fast.
They were less than $30. I love lined flannel because I kind of wear them as a fall jacket. If I'm working outside or walking the kids to the bus stop or something, I'll just throw on a lined flannel instead of a coat. I loved all the different colors, and I've never found more comfortable flannel, and they fit me perfectly. So I'm thrilled with these. These would make a great Christmas list for
you. Are...
These would make a great Christmas gift for anybody on the list.
All right. Now, really, the inspiration for this entire episode is up next. Jeremy, tell everybody about your latest Stormy Cromer hat.
All right. I love Stormy Cromer hats, and I think I'm the only guy in New Jersey that wears them. I think they're much bigger in the Midwest, but I recently got a new one. I got the original with leather for $59.99, and I got it in partridge plaid. Now, these are the caps that have the pull-down ear flaps to keep your ears warm in the winter, and they also have like the little shoelace on the front. And I actually told one of the marketing people at Stormy Cromer, I was like, you guys should use the hashtag embrace the lace. And the marketing person was like, that's brilliant. And then
so have they used
no,
it?
No, they didn't use it.
I don't know if they can really get a bunch of guys out there to use the embrace the lace.
But a Stormy Cromer hat is just a really lovely, lovely holiday gift. You don't have to get the leather one at $59.99. There are ones that are less expensive. These are terrific caps for fall, winter, and early spring. And I have to tell a little story about this particular one with the leather and the partridge plaid. So the first day I wore this to work, I'm a teacher. I wore this to work. As I got out of my car, the security guard yells over, "Hey, nice hat." Then as I walked into the building, my principal said, "Hey, Jeremy, nice hat." My principal has commented on two pieces of clothing that I have worn in the last 14 years I've worked with him.
What was the other one?
It was a gold vest that I had that he used to make fun of me for wearing. You don't remember that one?
No.
I had this sort of gold vest.
Gold vest. You never owned a gold.
Yes, I did. I did. And he would always make fun of me, like, "Are you going to go fly fishing in that thing?" But anyway, he was like, "Jeremy, nice hat." And then I went upstairs to the third floor where I teach, and Bob, the maintenance guy, said, "Jeremy, that's a really nice hat."
So you caused a ruckus.
I swear
it was like
to
a
you,
fashion scene.
Well, never in my life have I had three people in a row compliment anything that I've ever worn. And it was all on the same day. So these are nice looking hats. And not every man is bold enough to wear a Stormy Cromer.
But you are.
Not every man is handsome enough to pull off the Stormy Cromer. But I think it works for me.
And you keep working,
what
it, buddy.
What do you think?
You keep working.
What do you
it.
Think?
I've gotten used to it. I'll say that.
You don't really say much about my Stormy Cromer caps.
No, I try to keep quiet about your fashion choices. But all right, so moving on. This, we have to put this on every single...
Not every year, but I felt like this just... we have had the Camp Casual Serene Sequoia blankets since they came out three or four years ago.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I don't have one personally. Because Max and Theo and Wes, these are their blankets in their beds at home.
Technically, one of the Sequoias is ours. And we had it on the RV bed almost all last year. It stayed in the toy
hauler. I don't ever get to use it. And I wanted to give a shout out to this particular Camp Casual blanket. Because I know that the ones with the vintage RVs and the vintage stylings on them are really, really popular. But the Sequoia doesn't have any of the RV graphics on it.
But
I mean,
bigger.
It's bigger and it's just a soft, fluffy, comfortable blanket. It is the ultimate cozy blanket to like have in the RV and throw over yourself in the morning with a cup of coffee if you're reading quietly, which never happens in our lives. But
if you haven't experienced the Camp Casual blankets, I'm telling you, they don't disappoint. Like the people that have finally been like, "Oh, I'm going to treat myself to this," because, you know, we've heard so much about it on the RV Atlas over the years. Like they're like, "Oh my gosh, this is amazing." You'll never want another throw blanket to cuddle under once you've gotten a Camp Casual.
And they're the right size for me, where like the other ones with the vintage RVs for a 6 foot tall
are a little
guy,
small.
The tiniest bit. This one is a really great size for a guy, which is part of my thinking for putting it on as one of my picks. And we love all the Camp Casual stuff, and they're awesome people, a company, really a small family business, really worth supporting.
All right, so now to wrap up your choices, you kind of wanted to break down a lot of RV Atlas barriers and really go where we haven't gone before and discuss underwear.
All
huh?
right. So this is where I review my hiking underwear.
Oh.
And if you want to turn off the podcast now, you can.
Fast forward how many 30 seconds?
Not going to go into elaborate detail. I'm not going to be inappropriate. But yes, I feel like I have to review my hiking underwear. So this summer, when we were getting ready for Glacier... When we were getting ready for Glacier, I realized, like, I really don't want to be hiking in just, like, boxers. Like, I need real athletic, like, hiking underwear.
I needed athletic underwear.
Well, I didn't want chafing. Like, I was really worried. Like,
I thought you said we were going to do
30 miles of hiking. I was like, I don't want to deal with chafing issues. So I did some research, and I bought the Saks Vibe Boxer Briefs. It's S-A-X-X, which sounds like there's, like, nothing cool or outdoorsy about the name, but they had great reviews for hiking. And these are $32 for one pair of underwear, which all of my children mocked me for, which you mocked me for.
How did I know that they were $32? I saw a price tag
I think the email came through on Amazon and you flipped your lid.
Oh my gosh. I was like, who's best? $32
these are
in underwear.
Incredibly comfortable. I wore them hiking in Glacier Park every day. They were breathable. I had no chafing. On that 12-mile Grinnell Glacier hike, it was like I was floating. It was like the most comfortable underwear I've ever worn. So look, if you want to get dad, boyfriend, whoever it is, a really nice, comfortable pair of underwear to wear when hiking,
buy your dad underwear.
That's really weird.
On.
Okay. Okay.
No.
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 Okay. Okay.
if you want to.
If you want to buy somebody that it's, doesn't seem
somebody
weird.
Appropriate underwear.
It doesn't seem weird to buy them underwear, you know, not your boss, not your dad.
No, not your mailman.
These were phenomenally comfortable hiking underwear, and I love them. Look, how could I not review something on the RV Atlas podcast that I've used on our RV trips, have loved, and that, what, I don't share it with people?
I let you do it. I just was remarkably uncomfortable about it the entire time. So now moving on.
Now moving on. We're never uncomfortable talking about Thetford products.
Thetford is the industry expert and innovation leader, and they have made RV travel a more enjoyable experience for over 50 years. And you know what? Why don't we give the gift of clean tanks this year? Wouldn't that be a great idea?
I think to get some Aquachem drop-ins under the tree. It's like a stocking stuffer.
A good stocking stuffer. Yeah. One of the most common questions that people are always asking over on Facebook and other social media, right, is how to get rid of stinky odors from their tanks in their RV. And we really firmly believe that we're spreading the message on this podcast that the key is not getting rid of the odors. The key is not getting them in the first place. And if you use Thetford products, which are specifically designed and tested and RVs, then you will not get stinky tanks.
The Aquachem drop-ins, you're just popping in one after a trip. So it's not super expensive to buy these. It's actually quite an affordable way to keep your tanks smelling fresh.
It is. And the Eagle last week or the week before got its first round of Thetford.
Doesn't smell.
And there's no smells. And honestly, I firmly believe there won't be because we don't have a problem with those things.
We just don't have tank drama.
You're also going to get gray tank cleaners, freshwater tank sanitizers, a good old tank blaster, which people who care about what their gauges say really, really love. You can see a complete lineup of products over at Thetford.com.
All right, Stephanie, it's time for your picks for apparel and accessories. Now, I noticed that your list was heavily influenced by our trip to Glacier National Park.
Yes.
So do tell, what is the first item on your suggested gift list?
Yeah, I told everybody for our Glacier stuff that I was like, I'm never tempted by gift shop items, and Glacier just really got me, man. They had nice stuff, but a lot of that was because they were really showcasing a lot of the Pendleton partner products that Pendleton supports the National Parks Foundation, and so they do these national park themed products, and then a portion of it goes as a donation to the National Parks Foundation, which
and
is really nice.
Beautiful heirloom products. And you know, look, we live in a generation where we want everything so cheaply, and we're shocked at the prices of good quality goods that will last for a generation. I think that this falls under the category of something you'd give to the kids one day give to their wives one day.
Yes, absolutely. So the Pendleton National Park blankets are really, really, I almost can't think of a better souvenir, right, for a national park visit, because these, you know, the Pendleton blankets, they are expensive. It's $259 for a fall and $299 for a queen. But these are made to, like you said, last more than a generation. Yeah,
Stephanie doesn't even have one. She
no.
just kind of wants one.
So that's what I kind of gets inspired to me by a gift list is like, what would I love as a gift? Like, to be honest, would I buy myself a Pendleton National Park blanket on a whim? Probably not. But if one showed up
under the Christmas tree
as a gift, I'd be like,
The only question is, which park would you want?
Well, right. So I was kind of looking around at them, because the Glacier one actually was not like a good fit for me color wise.
I kind of agree. Like, I loved Glacier.
Yeah, it doesn't really go with like
not
the colors in my house or anything. Yeah. So it was like, I didn't really want that. But then some of the other ones were so pretty. Like the Badlands one was gorgeous. And the Badlands has always been really special to me because it was one of the places that kind of inspired me to like look to visit national parks and to explore more outdoors places. And it just was like one of my first real shocking moments in America, right? Where I was like, something like in America looks like that. So like, you know, I can picture the Acadia one is pretty, the Grand Canyon one. So you can go online and you can kind of like look around and see all the different colors that are in the different national
parks. And you've
parks.
Got, I mean, if you have price tag shock, I just think you've got to think of that as something that's going to be in your family for 50 years.
No, and these are made in the USA. I mean, I don't think there's anything to have price tag shock about a Pendleton blanket. I mean, this is pure virgin wool. It's, you know, a really quality product.
Now, if you wanted something Pendleton, but you didn't want to go out to $250 to $300, you have another more budget-friendly option.
Yeah, so they also have the Pendleton National Park socks. So I thought...
How convenient.
How cute is that, right? So for $12.50, you can get the same color striping that they have on each of the National Park blankets, but on the socks. And that's kind of a cute little memento,
I have a whole vision. And you could get a mug, too.
Yes, you could. There are other, right. I should say these aren't the only two of the national parks. They also have like these acrylic hats that are like the winter hats.
And the baseball caps are really nice.
They have the baseball caps.
But as a gift for somebody, you could hypothetically get them a blanket, the socks, and a mug.
Right.
And if you did do that, would you be like a hero or a zero at Christmas time?
Oh, are you trying to like say that you're going to do that? If you buy me a mug, you're like dead to me.
Okay, fair.
Like, we have no room for mugs in this house.
But say a blanket and socks might go over well.
Right. All right.
But the real question is, like, do you want the smaller one or the larger one?
All right. We can discuss my Christmas list a little bit more.
Everybody realizes what's happening right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I do think that for me, probably the full, not the queen, because I think I'd like it more as a throw, not like a bedspread. But
now, you also attended Flannel Fest.
I did.
And we had, I cannot get over how much fun Flannel Fest was. And you picked out a flannel you loved as well. And of course, getting a nice, warm, cozy flannel for the holidays is just a super nice gift. So which one did you get? Which one do you recommend for the ladies?
I bought the Natural Reflections Woman's Flannel Shirt Jacket. And this was something that I didn't really have anything like this in my wardrobe. So I was kind of happy to get it. So it's one of those lined flannels that it looks like you have a hoodie underneath it. So it looks like a sweatshirt with a flannel over it, but it's really one piece and it's nice and thick. And it's funny because we did not pick our lists together. We picked them separately, but like we both have a blanket, we both have socks, we both have like a lined flannel.
We're thinking warm and cozy.
And the thing about these lined flannels is it really is perfect for that in-between weather. Like a nicer winter day, you're working outside or you're going outside and you don't want a coat. But you definitely need that heavier layer. And that's what these are so nice
for. That's my thing is I almost never want to wear a coat if I don't have to.
Yeah. So, you know, I these are at $39.99, I think that that's a steal. That's a really nice, versatile piece. And I also think that this is the kind of thing that makes a good gift for somebody. You're not like having to size it. So, you know, it's not like buying somebody pants or something. You're like, this is a pretty easy thing to size for somebody. They had a range of colors and so everything from like the cream one that I got to more reddish and
there's
bluish.
Always going to be a red, a green,
yeah,
a blue.
A purple one, I think. So there's
my
a range.
My mom always loves when we get her a fleece.
Yeah, like, so something like this, like this would be like what you would buy for your mom as a gift.
Now, another great gift idea, and I have no idea what this next thing is the Cavu Zip It Crossbody Bag Cotton Purse with Adjustable Rope Strap for $45.
You read that whole thing. Okay. So here's the thing is I honestly do not know how anybody travels without a crossbody bag. So about, I would say 5 years or more, I bought my Keen Moncler mini bag, which I reviewed on probably one of our very first apparel episodes or gift, who knows? I reviewed it so long ago on one of our earliest podcast episodes. And this thing has lasted me so well because I am this kind of person where I cannot have a big purse with me when we're traveling. I need kind of hands-free. I always need something that's really super easy and lightweight, but I also have stuff to carry. Like I have my wallet and my phone and my chapstick
and
my
boys are throwing
the keys
at you and
like
stuff.
So this is I'm not going to fit their coats in my crossbody bag, but like it's like I do have to bring stuff along with me. So this is that perfect size, and I was really looking to replicate that because they don't make the Keen one anymore. And so I found this one, and I'm really happy with the size of it. And I've had Cavu pieces before that have been a really good quality. So hopefully it'll last me
the answer is always they didn't sell them.
It's an old one. I mean, you can't just expect a company to be putting out the same exact bag over and over again. Like fashion has to move forward and they have to provide different things or like people aren't really going to stay interested. So the reason why I like this one particularly to recommend to people is that the size is perfect. Crossbody styling means you really keep hands free, which I like. And then also they had like a bazillion different colors and styles and patterns. So there really is something for everyone style-wise.
We haven't even brought this up. Are we going to have some of this stuff up on our website in the show notes.
Everything that we mention is going to be in the show notes.
And there'll be some affiliate links there so that I can keep buying coffee.
You can keep your fingers crossed that your coffee
funds. If you want one of these things, head over to thervatlas.com, check out the show notes. There'll be links that'll take you directly there.
Okay.
Now, I think these boots you're about to recommend are really cute. And I don't know if I've ever told you that, but when you wear these, I think they look really cute on you. So tell us about the boots.
So I actually have more than one pair of sorrel boots, okay? But I do think that a good quality pair of sorrel boots is like should be a standard in every woman's wardrobe. So there's two main categories, but they have so many different styles to pick from in each one. But like for me, I always need a duck boot and a snow boot. So the duck boot is sort of that traditional rubber bottomed boot, but it's more of for like rainy spring, fall, summer, and not necessarily for like snowy weather.
But they still have like a really sharp, cute look to them. They're not kind of like big and clunky. I'm sorry, I'm not
doing it. Sorrel is incredibly fashionable, Jeremy. Yeah, so all of...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but the nice thing is that they offer a lot. Like, on any given season, Sorrel is putting out like 20 different styles that you can pick and choose from. I put down the ones that I have. I have bought more over the years. Like, honestly, this is one of those things where I'm obsessed with these. Like, I would buy way more boots than I need because these last forever. You can get a pair of sorrel boots and wear them. Like, my snow boots, I think, are, like, at this point, 7 years old.
And is it one of those things where there are lots of color options to match different
types
of outfits?
It's not necessarily color. Okay. It's more style. You know, like, they'll have different black ones or gray ones or brown ones, but it's more of whether you want something that's simple, whether you want something that has a little more design elements to it, buckles, you know, whatever. So the 1964 LTR boot is a really gorgeous classic duck boot that I'm obsessed with and that I love. I think somebody commented on it in one of my Instagram stories the other day when I was wearing it. And then there's also the winter carnival boot, which is, I think, the perfect snow boot. I like a little fur or fleece, that, you know, of the shearling that comes out of the top. I always think that that's a favorite look for me, and those have them. These are various prices, right, depending on which style you choose, but I would say that the basic sorrel boot costs about $160. That's like a standard price range between $150, $170, but basically always in the $160.
And function.
No, it really, really, not just fashion and function, but quality. Sorrel boots last.
They make men's stuff, too. Like, I've never... I don't think I've ever owned anything.
Maybe. Yeah. I never look at their men's fat.
Well, I know what I'm doing after the show's over.
But I really love them. They're my favorite. And I have a pair of gray sorrels that like are like a lightweight fall boot that I wear all the time. They're not duck or snow. And I'm telling you, every single time I wear them, they don't make them anymore. And I wish I could link to them for people because every time I wear them, people are like, oh, what boots are those? What boots are those? I just think that they nail it design-wise.
All right. What is your pick of the show out of your five items? What is the thing that really makes you swoon the most?
I think I'm obsessed with the National Park blankets, and I honestly don't know if I can handle having a blanket that costs that much money. It seems like a little splurgy for my...
I
feel like to have it forever, I would enjoy it so much all the time.
I think that if you were to get a blanket like this, it would stay in the bedroom because you have a little chair by your bed that you read in sometimes.
Yeah, like, my bedroom is like my quiet place.
I would not want this one like out in the main body of our house or RV because the kids would just like
be
sledding out on it outside or something.
I think it's a special thing that if you've had a special visit to a national park, it's like a really great, long-lasting souvenir.
The other problem with that Glacier one is it's white. Like, and I instantly think it's
cream
gonna get
colored.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what's your pick?
Because Bob the Maintenance Man complimented me on this, and I've also worked with Bob the Maintenance Man for about 14 years, and he has never said anything about any of my clothing before. And because also one of the security guards and my principal just like thought this was a really cool hat, and I'm in love with it myself, I'm going with my brand new Stormy Cromer original with leather in the Partridge plaid. The red one was cool too, but I didn't get the red one. I got Partridge plaid.
All right. There you go, everybody. Head on over to thervatlas.com to find links to all of these items that we talked about, and we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to the sponsors of this show, Jayco, Bass Pro Cabela's, Thetford, Go Power, and Go RVing. We appreciate their support in creating educational and inspirational RV content.
You can also find links to everything mentioned in this episode over at rvfta.com, plus hundreds of blog posts on everything from gear recommendations to our favorite camping recipes.
If you enjoy our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen, and make sure to get social with us on Facebook at The RV Atlas and on Instagram at Jeremy and Stephanie. Plus, we've got the friendliest campers around in our private Facebook group, so check it out.
Until next time, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.